incredible run by the Nigerian Nightmare. Oh, hit it shot. Oh, baby, what a play.
This is Jeff Bedoten with Believe in Chiefs on the Believe Network, Kansas City's number one sports podcast network, the only place with a show for every team in KC and more. We believe in our teams. Do you believe? On this week's show, former Kansas City Chiefs offensive lineman Joe Valerio and I preview Sunday night's game against the Los Angeles Chargers. Joe, before we get into this matchup, we said all along it's a two-horse race in the AFC between the Bills and Chiefs. Well, the Bills have lost two in a row. Josh Allen is banged up and being careless with the football, and their team has a lot of injuries. The path in the AFC is wide open for the Chiefs, who are really healthy too.
Yeah, I mean, at this time in the season, you know, you always wonder. I mean, I know they're coming off, you know, not too far off the bye week, so that, you know, that kind of helps get that people at least back out on the field. I mean, who would have thought, right, when we started this little rodeo back before the summer, that we'd be talking about the Titans again, right? We'd be the Ravens at 6-3, you know, the Dolphins and the Jets, for crying out loud, and the Bills would be in third place in the AFC East. I mean, they were just you know, they were dominating it for a while. It's just, it's topsy-turvy is all I can say about the AFC. And you know, I'm not sad that it's not living up to our expectations of the AFC West, but you know, we were kind of really, you and I were very gung-ho. Well, at least I'll speak for myself. I think you were.
I was too, yeah.
We were pretty gung-ho on the AFC West, right? We were like, oh, we were so worried that they were going to beat each other up and that they were going to, you know, whoever wins the AFC West was going to come limping into the playoffs because those four teams were going to be just, you know, just after each other the entire season.
Some Yahoo, I don't remember what it was, some silly, dumb pundit picked the Broncos the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I wonder who. Who was that? I don't know.
Somebody who doesn't deserve any listen, kind of platform or.
But come on, Jeff, you got him in. I'm going to give you some credit there, dude. Like there was a lot of people that felt like with Russell Wilson coming on, some of the things they did in the offseason, the way they finished the regular season relatively strong last year. I mean, you know,
I really thought they were a quarterback away. That defense is still very good this year, but
That's a great point. They were a quarterback away. They went out and got one of the best in the business, and it's been a disaster. So you know, and poor that, you know, I can't believe I almost said the poor Raiders. Can you believe a Chief almost just said the poor Raiders? But I did actually feel for Derek Carr during that press conference. Holy cow! Like. Just listen, you know, the expectations of this division were huge this offseason. And who would have thought that, you know, the Chiefs would be just cruising along and that the next best team would be the Chargers at 5-4? Like, you know, it's just, I don't know. The AFC West just isn't turning out to be what we thought it would be. And it's looking like that title is going to belong to the AFC East as it relates to, you know, the most competitive division in the AFC, at least.
And speaking of the AFC East, Joe, early in the season, it looked like the Bills were going to be the one seed. Obviously, as I said, they're not playing great now. I do think they will get their act together. They have a lot of injuries right now. I think Allen will get healthier. I think their secondary will get healthier. And they did go through the same thing last year where they kind of had a lull. Remember, they lost to the Jaguars last year? I don't know if they're going to get that one seed back. The way the AFC East is, they have a tough schedule. The Chiefs have a more favorable schedule. You know, and it's funny, I don't think the Bills necessarily are the biggest threat. I think you could say it might be the Dolphins, who are undefeated when Tua finishes a game. And Joe, wouldn't that be fun and exciting if it ends up being a Dolphins-Chiefs playoff game? The whole offseason was about Tyreek Hill and Patrick Mahomes, who was better off. Maybe that might be settled on the field.
Yeah, I mean, I think fans are probably going to be looking for some drama like that, right, to watch and to kind of partake in as they, you know, as the Dolphins continue to improve. I mean, we all knew that, you know, Tua was just missing some things, right? He's very talented, you know, and, you know, I'm just really surprised at the Bills, though. For them to have three losses right now with, like you said, a pretty tough schedule. I mean, it's not like at least on paper, the way the Chiefs first half of this season was supposed to have looked, but you know, they got to come, the Jets are playing well. They got to play them again. They got to play the Dolphins again. The Bengals are, so-so. But other than that, I mean, they get the Lions, the Patriots a couple of times. But the Patriots, Bill Belichick again is, the Patriots are starting to play a little bit better. And anytime you play against a Belichick team, things are gonna, he's gonna, the team's gonna be at least well coached. They might not have the best talent on the field, but they're definitely gonna be well coached and prepared for the game.
And you think Belichick might want a little bit, he might be a little bit salty after that shellacking they took in the playoffs. I could see the Patriots knocking the Bills off
Yeah,
this year.
they certainly could. So yeah, the AFC is turning out to be, quite topsy-turvy, to use that term again. I'm excited about it though, right? That's what fans want, right? They want to see different teams. They want to see, different competition, right? I think people might have maybe even gotten a little bit tired of another Bills Chiefs run, through the playoffs. Maybe it's time for some different teams to step up and, get a different flavor for what's going on. And I think that benefits the Chiefs. I think the Dolphins would have, just looking at the matchups, I think they would have a lot tougher time against a healthy Chiefs team, than the Bills do. I think the Bills match up very well against the Chiefs, as we saw, in the loss that the Chiefs had to the Bills, and the way that they've played each other through the, last couple of seasons, and especially the 13-second game. I think the Chiefs match up very well against all of the other AFC teams that they probably would face in the playoffs. So I don't think it would, it's not gonna disappoint a lot of fans if they want to see, the playoffs and the Super Bowl bid run through Kansas City, which was everybody wants to see, right? How about that? If we had another AFC championship in Kansas City, man, how cool would that be?
That'd be so what an impressive run. Mahomes is that's all he's known,
Yeah,
playing an AFC championship games in Arrowhead. Joe, piggybacking on what you were saying, you gotta like well where the Chiefs are right now. Not only just the number one seed, the way they're playing, the way the Bills have fallen back, the way the Chiefs are just healthy, the way that their schedule now, you mentioned how the AFC West has been so weak. That's really what a lot of their remaining games, they have other opponents too, but it's really a lot of AFC West games to play. I think they have, there's no guarantees or whatever, but I think they have a pretty smooth path here.
Yeah, I mean, I like what they're doing. You just keep hearing about, the Brett Veach is just, I think it's seemingly quiet to what he's doing personnel wise, but you do hear some things. I think the Kadarius Toney is, that pickup is, there are probably a lot of Giants fans out there going, what the heck? Like, what? Like, we got this for Kadarius Toney, the way he's performing for the Chiefs right now. I mean, is it, I guess, is it coaching? Is it the system? Is it Mahomes? I mean, you could, pin it on, or maybe it's a combination of all the things, right? It's what the whole organization, or at least offensively, brings to the table. And he's thriving right now, and they just keep finding more and more ways to use these guys. And that core is, there was a lot of did not practice this week in that core. So, that gives me a little bit of concern that, we don't want to be, I'll use overuse that term, limping into the playoffs with that group, right? We want them fresh, because Patrick's going to need, every weapon he can muster for the playoffs. So I'd hate to see, I'd hate to see them not have everything available for them in the playbook, but they've got the depth, right? I mean, and our good man Justin Watson, right? I mean, he's getting 5, 6 targets a game. So, they are deep at receiver. It's the position that's given Patrick the best chance to succeed. Now we just gotta figure out the running game, Jeff. And I think maybe we can do that against the Chargers.
And definitely, I want to touch on that matchup for sure. And also note, yeah, Justin Watson at Wednesday's practice, Joe, Juju Smith-Schuster was still in concussion protocol. Valdes-Scantling was sick. So Justin Watson was running with the starters in practice today. So another good sign for our boy here. Basketball is back, and BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. And as your continued source for all sports wagering information, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports and events, whether that's NFL, NBA, NHL, MMA, tennis, boxing, or even golf. Head to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use promo code BELIEVE, BLEAV, to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts. Joe, I just want to touch on one thing with the Jaguars because I feel that most of the angles have been covered. You mentioned Tony, how well he, an all-around game he played, jet sweeps, catching the ball. A lot of talk about Pacheco, how well he did. Obviously, Mahomes was his usual sensational self with four touchdowns. An underrated stat, Joe, the Chiefs had no penalties against the Jaguars. How about that? What a clean game by them.
You love to see, you love to see that, right? Because that means people are concentrating, they're paying attention. They're paying attention in the meeting rooms. They're, because penalties, Jeff, a lot of times are a product of, I'm trying to find the right word. It's not under preparation. It's just, sometimes it's assignments. Mm-hmm. It's not being mentally prepared for a game, not really knowing who your competition is. And sometimes, you got to put penalties on the coaching staff too. When you allow a player who might be, I'll use this term, weak link, right? I know we talk a little bit sometimes about Andrew Wiley on the offensive line, and that's not a slight. I'm not saying he is a weak player. I'm just saying of the five linemen, he's not the Pro Bowler that the other four have the potential to be, right? He's a real solid starter. But like if you put him in a bad situation where you're not pushing the coverage to him or the protection, and you're allowing him single, one-on-one, pass protection with a stellar, all pro, defensive end, you're putting your players in a situation where they can create penalties. So penalties or I should say lack of penalties are a real testament to the entire team's effort. It's each player preparing, knowing what they need to do and not having any missed assignments. Cause sometimes penalties, happen when you don't know what you're doing and you put yourself as a player in a worse position, right. To perform. And then, and like I said, again, to hit that point again, it also is when the coaching staff puts the players in a bad position, right. Or puts the quarterback in a position where they've got to make bad decisions or they're rushing the clock because they can't get the play in, penalties are I think they're an entire team, moment, so to speak. And lack of penalties is a total team preparation, and too many penalties can be a team, a team effort in the negative way as well. So I think that was a long answer to a short comment is, really cool that they had a total, I'll use a soccer term, clean sheet from a penalties perspective. And I think that's a testament to the whole team and the way they're working, both offensively, defensively, and in special teams.
Totally. And you mentioned Andrew Wiley, and just to update our listeners in case they missed that, Andrew Wiley got a little banged up in that Jaguars game. But it sounds like he's going to play. He's going to wear like an elbow brace, but he should be good to go against the Chargers. And Joe, before the season, when I was looking at the schedule, I was figuring the Chiefs would lose to the Chargers once, just all they added in the offseason. Chargers always play the Chiefs tough, even going back to the Phillip Rivers era. But they're just so banged up right now along the offensive line, defense line, and wide receiver. I know some of those receivers might come back, but I think they're going to be far from 100% if they do. And Herbert doesn't look right. He hasn't been the same since the rib injury he suffered against the Chiefs. And he then was hit in the head and they didn't score in the second half of the 49ers. He didn't look the same after that. So I have trouble seeing the Chargers always play the Chiefs tough. So I think it's going to be close. I have trouble seeing, them winning this game, though. I think it's going to be the Chiefs.
I definitely think, I think this is going to be a 10-point win for the Chiefs. I really do. I like you mentioned all the things. I won't even, go back and hit, you hit on all the points and you were spot on. I think that, the injuries have piled up. The season is piling, sort of the pressure of the season is piling up on the Chargers. With all the injuries they've had and some of the, you know, the lack of superior line play out of the offensive line. You know, you and I have talked about Austin Ekeler before, and even Sony Michel out of the backfield. I just they're just not as I think as much of a threat as they have been in the past. And it's a, you know, again, I'll say it's a testament to, you know, or the reason is because the whole team is not playing well. You know, they're just they're not, you know, Sony Michel's only averaging, you know, like 3 yards a carry. He's not getting the touches he was getting before. He doesn't seem to be being used out of the backfield like he was in the past. He only has what, 9 receptions, I think. And you know, Elkler's actually been more, you know, more focus, there's been more of a focus on him out of the backfield, you know, than Sony Michel. So yeah, it just don't seem to have a good game plan going right now, this team. So you know, it's going to be interesting to see how bad the Chiefs beat the Chargers. Again, it's the NFL, and on any given Sunday, you don't know what can happen. You know me, I always hedge my bet, you know, bets. I work in risk management, so I never go too mercurial or too one way or the other, but I feel pretty confident. I don't want to jinx the team, but I feel pretty confident they're going to walk away with a double-digit win. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I mean, it's still, you know, you saw the way they played each other the first game of the season. It was a good game, and you know, it's still an inner division rivalry. You know, one that, you know, we've anticipated to be a good one for years to come. You know, with Justin Herbert, he seems to play very well against the Chiefs and respond. You know, it's and now that the Chiefs have the target on their back, you know, I think maybe this gives the Chargers a little motivation. And you and I have talked about this before too, Jeff. Sometimes, you know, teams going into games like this, it's the ones that, you know,
Need it the most, yeah.
need it the most, right? Or have the most to lose. And I think, believe it or not, the way that the Bills are going, the way that the rest of the sort of the premier teams in the AFC are going, I think the Chiefs have less to lose in this game.
Yeah.
I think this could be the end of, you know, that's at the end of the season. They're only going to be 10 games in, but I just have a feeling that this a bad loss for the Chargers, and maybe not even if it's a close game, I think it's still they'll still have some momentum to maybe sneak into the playoffs. But if they lose bad in this game, I think it puts them out of the running, at least mentally,
Totally,
that we
mentally, and also
probably.
just statistically, 5-5 in a pretty competitive, you know, the AFC. Though we talked about how topsy-turvy it is, and that the Chiefs are look like the no doubt best team. There's still a lot of depth. You know, you have a team like the Bengals are kind of getting it together. Their Super Bowl team right now, they're out of the playoff mix, and that's a team that would jump, you know, further ahead of the Chargers. A team like that, or the Patriots, teams like that. So.
Yeah, there's maybe just be some wild card, you know, there could be some wild card implications if the Chargers can win this game, you know, and they can go to 6-4, and you know what I mean? Gosh, they'd almost be in first place in the AFC South at six
Right.
and four, right? So, you know, they'd have a leg up. If they can go 6-4, they'd be right there with the Bengals. You know, they'd be right in the mix with the Jets and the Bills, depending on what happens with them this week. Yeah, so this I think I just like I said to kind of re just put a cap on that point. I think this is a make or break game for the Chargers, which is scary, right? Because that's you know, teams come in, they do desperate things, and you know, they put in a crazy trick play, or they try the fake punt, the fake, you know, kickoff, or the fake field
Onside
goal or
kick,
something.
yeah.
So yeah, who knows, right? They're gonna try some desperate things. I think it's a desperate game for the Chargers.
They're certainly in dire straits, Joe. BetOnline has the line at 6. Now, I actually think, you know, you said it was going to be a double-digit win for the Chiefs. Pretty confident the Chiefs are going to win this, but I do think it'll be close. Just the Chargers always seem to play the Chiefs close. Whenever these teams meet, I could see it being around 6 for that margin, you know, maybe like it's close, and then it's like a touchdown difference, but you know, it's close until the end. Maybe even anywhere from like 3 to 7, I could see it. I just don't think the Chargers, as much as they need this game, I don't think they kind of have it in them right now with just the holes and the injuries on that roster. And Joe, what I'm actually most interested in seeing is the thing we keep talking about, your biggest concern, the running game. Well, the Chargers have allowed at least 157 rushing yards in three straight games. They're one of the worst rushing defenses in the league, and they're banged up on the defensive line. Bosa's out. They just got rid of Jerry Tillery, who was kind of an underachieving first round pick. Their rookie defensive lineman, who had looked good, he got hurt last game. So, Joe, this is, I know this is your concern. This is, for me, this is my key to the game. What I want to see, can the Chiefs get that, keep that running game going, show them from the momentum they had last week against a bad running defense?
Yeah, they have to. I think it's a must. I mean, come on, like you said, you laid it all out there perfectly, Jeff, for the listeners, is that they've got to, they've got to take advantage of that. They've got to work this running game, because you can't get that kind of work in practice anymore, especially at this point in the season, right? Your guys are banged up. Nobody's going to be going live and doing running drills and inside drills, full go right now, this time in the season, and the game is the time to do it, right? So I think you're right. This is a huge matchup for the Chiefs. Not even a matchup that is like, oh, I can't wait to see these two play against each other because they're both the best at their position, right? Like, it's not like that kind of a matchup. I'm saying it's the best matchup of the game in what the Chiefs do to take advantage of it. And I think that's what I would love to see. They've got to make a statement in the running game this week to figure out, what is the rest of the season going to look like? Is it true that Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to, they're going to pull the plug, and is Isaiah going to be the guy? Is McKinnon going to be, like, what is going to happen in this run game for them? Is the offensive line and the running back core, are they going to have that confidence in each other to own games, right? Because that's what happens when you get the ball, when you start running the ball well, you own games. And right now the Chiefs are winning games, but let's be honest, they're not like owning games. You know what I mean? They're not like, they haven't had, too many. They've had some, but they haven't had too many enough of those games where it's like, all right, that game's over, right? Like, wouldn't that be nice, to put the everybody can put the Tums away for a while, and sort of cruise into the fourth quarter and run the ball and just mash it up. And I would love to see that happen this week if they can. And again, going back to the predictions on this game, I'm not saying it's going to be a double digit win, like 19 points. I mean, it's not going to be a three score,
You're thinking more
10
like
two
10,
double. I'm
12,
thinking like
something.
10. They're up by 7, they kick a field goal end of the game, and they go up by 10, or maybe 11. But it's definitely not going to be a three score game where it's like two touchdowns and a field goal or something like that, or even like a 13 point win where it's a couple field goals and a touchdown win. I think it'll be one of those like 10 point kind of wins. But again, it's a lot of it's going to come to down to how much of the possession clock they can own, and what they do in the run game. That's what I'm going to be watching this entire game, is are they going to commit to the run?
And now a word from Butcher Box. Joe, is there any other matchup that you're kind of looking at? We mentioned that the running game will be interesting to see if since it's what's been a weakness for the Chiefs against a big time weakness for the Chargers. What's interesting about the Chiefs running game, I feel they've kind of like alternated weeks. They've been good and then bad and good and bad. They, of course, were terrible against the Titans and then very good against the Jaguars, and they were good against the Niners, and then they had the Titans. It feels like it's just, it's back and forth. But anyhow, any what other matchups kind of intrigue you about this game?
Well, I mean, I don't think there's I don't think there's a huge there's going to be a huge there's any real matchups that are sort of floating my boat, so to speak, on the defensive line for the Chargers. I mean, obviously Khalil Mack has still got it in him. I'm
Bosa's
just not
out. So, right.
Bosa's
That's
out, so we don't have that to deal with. So I'm not saying, look, I love to tell our listeners to watch all the line play. But I'm not as concerned about that matchup. I will. I'm curious to see, what Justin Herbert can do against this Chiefs defense, right? To see if, with McDuffie back, and everybody kind of sort of playing more together now, right? I'm anxious to see if this defensive backfield and linebacking core can shut Herbert down and, you know, keep him from, you know, pressing the line of scrimmage and forcing them up and then throwing over top of them, you know, the way that he can do it and the way that, you know, Mahomes does it and the way that Josh Allen does it. So that's the matchup for me. It's really, what are we going to do with Justin Herbert? How are we going to defend, you know, what he can do with his legs, with his arm, with his, you know, with, we know that he's got, you know, the field sense. I mean, he's proven winner. So that's what I'm excited about. I'm excited to see how our defense reacts against him. And if they can really shut him down, I think, you know, we get to that double digit win. So I'm anxious to see what our defense does against him. That's my matchup for the week.
That's a good one. You know, on the second most popular Philadelphia Chiefs podcast, ours being number one, obviously, New Heights with the Kelce brothers. Travis Kelce said his plan was to keep his feet on the ground this game when he encounters Derwin James. I thought that was a good line. Of course, after Derwin memorably body slammed, it was good that Travis is keeping a sense of humor. But that might be a fun matchup to watch, given that interaction and how good both players are.
Yeah, that's definitely you know, we don't want that. And that is a fantastic podcast, by the way. If our listeners haven't tuned into that, I mean, obviously, it's like you said, it's the second favorite that are related to Philadelphia and Kansas City. But if they haven't given a listen, you know, it's really good. It's really fun to listen to.
Have you been regularly listening to that, Joe?
I usually watch the clips. I haven't, you know, just been hard to find the time to, you know, listen to the whole thing, but I'll usually listen to the highlights. You know, they post a lot of really nice highlights on Twitter, and you can really get a flavor for what's going on and some of the high points. So that's where I've been listening to it on.
I'm actually supposed to do a story soon for Forbes.com on the podcast, how it came together and kind of an in-depth breakdown and stuff. So maybe we'll discuss it further. It'll be very meta, a podcast about another podcast, a
Yeah. Oh my
Philadelphia
gosh.
Kansas City podcast about another Philadelphia Kansas
Yeah,
City
exactly.
podcast. Joe, you think this game's going to be a high scoring because the two quarterbacks, or you think it's going to be a low scoring game with Chiefs kind of grinding it out with that running game against the bad run defense?
I think it's going to be like, you know, here, I'm going to take the easy answer, Jeff. How about that? I think it's going to be mid scoring. I think it's going to be similar to where, you know, where they were this season. I think it's going to be like a 28-17 type game. I don't see this being a barn burner, just with some of the injuries that the Chargers have, you know, the things that the Chiefs are hopefully going to try to do in the run game to own the clock a little bit. And they're probably not, you know, at least in our hopes, light it up, so to speak, with, you know, with a lot, you know, especially with some of the receivers, you know, and the illnesses and the, you know, just move, you know, shifting and moving around some of the receiving core, probably trying to get Kadarius Toney, you know, kind of worked into the lineup a little bit more, you know, get him some confidence throws where, you know, they're not throwing bombs to him downfield. Just get him some swing out passes, get him some outs, let him handle the ball, almost like an extension, use him as an extension of the running game. And I think that's why, like you said, it'll be a ground out. I don't think it's going to be, you know, a barn burner, so to speak.
Toney kind of filling out, you know, I think Mecole Hardman's still bothered by an abdomen injury, kind of filling that role, you know, on jet sweeps and things. And again, I forgot to mention that when I mentioned practice, that with MVS ill, Juju in a concussion protocol, and also Hardman. So yeah, that's why Watson's, you know, he might get a lot of action this week, or he
Yeah.
certainly was at practice. So
Yeah, he's a possession type receiver, right? He makes those clutch catches when he needs to. He's got the speed, but we all know that he's not going to be, you know, Tariq Hill, you know, catching a 50-yard bomb from Patrick either. So, yeah, I think this could be this. I think we're kind of leading ourselves down that path that it could be a grind out, you know, kind of field position, you know, game that's won between the 20s and you know, a lot of time of possession, you know, for the Chiefs. And, you know, yeah, I would say 28-17 is what I would go with if I were to go with a score. So mid-range, I mean, it's still pretty decent scoring. I mean, it's not like it's not going to be like a 10-3 game
Right.
either, but I don't see a 35-28 game either.
Maybe our boy Justin Watson should be another kind of player to watch this game. You know, this kind of encapsulates where the two teams are at. But like Justin Watson played so well in the first game against the Chargers, had that big touchdown catch against JC Jackson. And because the Chargers are the Chargers, of course, JC Jackson is out for the year. That kind of encapsulates it right
Yeah,
there.
exactly.
Well, if you enjoy this show presented by Bet Online, please subscribe. We're available on your favorite directories: iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, Luminary, and TuneIn. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.